Yankees, of course, game two tonight in the Bronx.
Yeah, and maybe I'm going to eventually file this under the be careful what you ask for stuff, but I'm really excited to watch Carlos Rodon pitch tonight. Carlos Rodon, though. Carlos Rodon's had a good year, not a great year. Oh, God, you all listen. You and I have had a little difference of opinion on Rodon here. Yeah. I know. He's had a good year. You know, I don't want to really measure a pitcher by wins. It's obviously antiquated. But, you know, Rodon, he took the ball all the time. He was healthy, sub-4 ERA, much better home splits, which is one of the reasons Boone's giving him the baseball tonight, not game three Wednesday in Kansas City. Yankees, by the way, still have not announced who's going on Wednesday. It's either going to be Hill or Schmidt, we would imagine. 195 strikeouts. And really, when you think about Rodon's season, he only had one bad month. And that was June, where he got knocked around a little bit. I thought he finished really strong in September. His ERA was in the low twos. I think Rodon does well tonight. I do.
Yeah, and I know he's been talking about, hey, this is what he lives for, the postseason. Remember when he first got here, one of the issues that I had with him, where he talked about postseason with the Yankees, when he's hurt, oh, I'm only here to pitch in the postseason anyway. Well, you didn't get there last year, in part because you didn't do your job. Well, now we're here. Mm. And Rodon is going to get a chance to pitch in the postseason. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be shocked either way because he's been so inconsistent. But I think he's going to be okay tonight just because I don't think the Royals lineup is any good. He may give up a homer to Witt or something, but yep. I don't think it's going to be... I would actually be surprised at this point if it were off the rails for Carlos Rodon against this Royals lineup.
That would really surprise me. Now, I'm not saying he goes out there 7 2/3, 3 hits, 9 whiffs, 1 run, Yankees win 6-2. I'm not saying that, but I think, so you know early with Rodon, when he can't put guys away, that's when he labors a bit. Now, he doesn't really crack too often. He's still shown this ability to battle, which I think Yankee fans have grown to appreciate because let's face it, when he first came here, everything that emitted from him, his personality, his stats, like it just gave us the sense that he ain't built for this. Like,
yeah.
He ain't wired for this, and he's not going to compete, and he's got a little quit in him. He doesn't have enough dog in him. But I think that, and like many other players who have come here and failed for both the Yankees and the Mets, the fact that he bounced back in year two, again, not a Cy Young kind of a bounce back, but a really solid one without Gerrit Cole for the first couple of months and was really good right away to start the season, showed us he's got more mental toughness than I think some people thought.
You know, the more I think about this and look at the lineup, and yes, I've been dismissive of the Royals. It's the AL Central. Like, I just don't trust them against the Yankees. But they very easily could have won game one. Some of it's their own fault. Some of it give Yankees credit for. You know, the luck maybe went the Yankees' way with some of the calls. But the Yankees won regardless. However, if the Royals won that game, they would have been in great shape to win the series. And even so, if they win tonight, BT, the Royals, which is possible. Like, the more I look at the lineup and think, hey, it's not just Bobby Witt Jr. It could be Sal Perez. It could be Gurriel. It could be Pham. A lot of righties against Rodon to where if they get him early, maybe Rodon does get knocked back a little bit. And then all of a sudden you make a case where, hey, you know, this Yankee team that's been inconsistent, they got to go win a game in Kansas City.
Which, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like, it's the playoffs, man. So I'm not assuming anything.
I know. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it's just because of this Yankee team, because of me growing up watching the Dynasty Yankees. I legit bet them to sweep this series. Like, that's how little.
Oh, you did? You went specific?
It's specific.
What'd you get it at? Plus two?
I can look it up here.
Is that about right? Plus 182?
I use the Fanatics app. And
maybe
I have
more
to,
than that, actually, now that I think about it. Just to win in three straight?
I got
to
sign up here. Yeah,
it's
win three
be
straight.
Plus 200, right?
Well, that was part of the appeal is that I wanted. I just got to sign in. They sign me out every time I go check it out. No, I lost on the Jets
yesterday.
I don't
know if you knew off the top yet. Oh, you did?
No, yeah. I have it right here. It's real quick. It would be in my best.
I would say plus 270. It's my
Yankees
guess.
Where the hell would that say? Plus 402.
Oh, that's worth it.
That was a little profit boost here. Yankees, series correct score. Yankees 3. I put $25 on it.
I like it.
Payout 125. But anyway, so that's just now, like, a part of it might just be me thinking Yankees postseason. A big part of it is the Royals. Like, we've seen them in the regular season, whatever. But they showed in game one that they could be a little dangerous. They still have their two best pitchers to follow here. Yankees mess around and get beat tonight, they could be in some trouble here.
I don't disagree. I mean, listen, if the Yankees didn't win the series, it would be the end of the world for people.
Oh.
I mean, they're going.
Well, Boone would get fired.
100%. They're gonna win this series. I don't have any doubts
about
that.
What do you think, 3 or 4?
I'm not going to say a sweep. I would say 4.
Okay.
I mean, I would say they probably find a way to get tonight, maybe lose game. I could see a sweep.
Yeah.
I would say Yanks in 3 or 4. See, the only thing that would worry me is because Cole didn't give you a lot of length the other night, and you had Clay Holmes pitching quite a bit. Obviously, Canely came in, Luke Weaver. If he's unable to put guys away and the pitch count gets, even if the Yankees win and the pitch count gets up early tonight for Rodon, that Yankees bullpen is going to be pretty tired going into Wednesday.